It is 1 o'clock. We will reconvene the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, and Setzer. First thing on the agenda is approve or disapprove action on property valuations. And Tanya, how do you say your last name?
Kenyatta.
Kenyatta. Name and address for the record, please.
Tanya Kenyanin, 7075 Whitetail Lane, Cortland, Nebraska, 68331.
Okay. It's up to you.
All right, here I go. Thanks for the opportunity, by the way. I did a little bit of research since our discussion yesterday, and what I'm asking is that you would reinstate me to my prior 2010 valuation based on the economy and home values and some of the research that I had done in the surrounding homes in our development. A lot of the homes that
I've
seen...
Hold on just a second. So everyone knows she is number 26 on the sheet. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. A lot of the homes that I've researched and found out what the valuations were in our development are 30 to 40,000 less than what the home buyers actually purchased the homes for within a couple years. One of the members of our several of the members of our development haven't had increases since 09, and one of the individuals hasn't had an increase since 07. So I'm asking to be reinstated to the prior year's valuation based on that information, and just to be consistent with the other homes in our development.
Okay, and what did you do you have any of that information on what your comparables
addresses,
are?
Addresses, names.
Okay. Patty, what is she a square foot?
Well, we lowered her to, let's see, what was that? 318. Okay, so I need to subtract the land out, right? Mm-hmm. When we lowered her to 318, she's at $141.22 a square foot.
And what are your comparable properties?
I have the neighbors right next door to me. I don't know if you, the last name is Pospischel or Domeyer. And they're at $268,680.
How much are they a square foot?
I don't know square footage.
That's, we base all that on that, comparable properties.
I didn't know. I don't know what the houses are per square footage. I just know what their valuations are. And
can I ask you then, how did you compare them as comparable to yours? If you don't know that they're the same size, approximate same size.
Most of the homes in our development are pretty comparable. I mean, there are some that obviously are higher and some that are lower. I would say ours is probably right in the middle of the road. We have the one home that I would say is probably $100,000 less in his valuation. He's the most expensive home in the development, and he's actually only valued at, was it, $5,000 more than what my house is. And there's a considerable difference in looking at the homes, even from the outside, to tell that there's a big discrepancy there. But, yeah, I didn't know I need to work it out per square footage. But being in homes, looking at the homes, seeing what they have compared to what we have, that's the only basis I have.
Maybe you have some new information. As we looked at that information that you gave us over the telephone, because you didn't appear. She talked to us on the telephone. And so we didn't see any comparisons as far as properties and still haven't. But what we saw in the neighborhood as we looked at Deerhaven and looked at the properties and looked at yours versus others, we lowered it but didn't see any reason.
What we need is the hard facts of that you're not equalized with your neighbors. And if you're unhappy with where we are, you have the opportunity to go to TURC, the Tax Equalization Review Commission, for $25.
I guess so. Based on my whole thing is, if some homes have gone up in the area, why wouldn't all homes go up in the development? The development is fairly new. All the homes are within a few years of each other. So I guess just...
That question would be towards Patty.
Yeah, basically it depends upon what's in the home, too. I mean, there's all kinds of qualities, conditions, you know, whether basements are finished, how many plumbing fixtures you have. All that goes into the, you know, the pricing of the home.
I'm just thinking, based on a straight tax increase, if the development's a newer development and things to some extent are equal. I mean, like I said, we're going to have homes that are higher and some that are lower. But as an average, if you have an increase, it would be across the board and not kind of a onesie-twosie thing.
It depends on if people have finished their basements where they didn't right at first, then they'd have an increase. You know, some people finish it right away.
That's another thing. We haven't made any kind of structural changes to our home at all. Nothing.
Do you have the parcel ID numbers of your comparables?
I don't have the ID numbers. I have addresses. I have names. Our neighbor behind us, I think, also we had increased, was it $36,000? Our neighbor behind us put in a pool building, and they had only increased $18,000. Now, I'm sure based on what she just had said, there are other things that go into that. But just based on the sheer fact that we haven't made any changes to the property inside, any structural changes outside, was another reason I'm kind of asking.
Mr. Chair, Matt. How old is the home?
08. We bought it in 08.
So what was the increase last year? What did you with the valuation?
We actually had it lowered last year because I think you guys had us at 328 in 09. I asked to be lowered last year, so they lowered it to 290. So I did pay. I paid at 328 or 336, I think, for 1 year. I didn't realize I could protest it. So then I came in and it was lowered for 2010.
And what did you pay for the home?
284.9.
So it was lowered to 290 last year. You made no improvements. There's obviously, my indication would be there's still a depressed housing market. 290.
A lot of the neighbors have stayed, like the ones...
They haven't moved.
They have stayed, and I know that they haven't made... Yes, of course, we've all planted trees and landscaping, but the ones that I'm referring to, Pospisil, Kent, and Sakura... I don't know about Sakura as far as inside, but their house was pretty much finished, so I don't think they could have even made any changes on the inside of their house. Those two haven't changed since last year either.
Let me explain a little bit, because we've got Tim Sakoris here. He paid $400,000 for a home in the Deerhaven subdivision. So we've got him down at $165 a square foot, because I believe he's in no change. Is that right? That home sold for $400,000 in June 30th of 10. So it is somewhat of a depressed market, but not necessarily in the acreages, because I know Denny and I had one the other day that paid, was it, remember the person that came in, they paid like a lot more, and at the beginning we didn't go out and we didn't raise it, but once we get enough sales that indicate acreages are going up, then we have to by law change them and make it so that they're between 92 and 100% of market. Now Sikora's is at $400,000, and when he bought it in 2010, I had it valued at $309,670.
When I called today, they gave me a valuation of $384,750 for Sakura.
That's right.
Okay, but and you paid
in 2010, because we did all the subdivisions. Daryl, my appraiser, went up into the northern part of the county because our subdivisions were falling out of line where the houses were. And so, you know, I'm just saying in 2010 when he paid $400,000, we only had it valued at $309,000. Mm-hmm. That's a difference of $90,000 in value. So you're going to have a ratio that's not very good. And those go into, I mean, those are what affect what happens to you and the rest of the people in the subdivision.
And Sikora's was a no change.
I guess I'm just asking for some consistency. If my neighbors have stayed the same and haven't had a change from 2010 to 2011 and are under value...
And if you would give Mr. Byers, who's the chairman of the Equalization Committee, your comparables, we can look at it and see if they do need to come up.
Rex.
I would be glad to.
I don't want
to. I would be willing to look at Deerhaven.
Leave my name off that one, okay?
We've had
That's
Deerhaven.
The way the game's played.
Rex, what we'll do is have Daryl go out and take a look.
We might
did you
look
hear what she just said
division.
As far as square footage we have on Sakura compared to yours?
But Sakura's house is also on the higher end compared to mine as well. He has a full kitchen and
We'll take a look at it. He's $30 or $40 a square foot, $50 more than you are.
He's on the lake. I mean, he is a higher, if you look at the homes in the development, he's at one of the higher end, being on the lake, having the full kitchen in the basement.
What I think, since we've had quite a few from Deerhaven, I think maybe the whole subdivision just needs to be relooked at.
And we're willing to do that.
There could be just a whole bunch of different quality of homes out there, too. I mean, you know, Sakura's may be the top, yours may be. So we may just need to actually look at that. It's always helpful when we can get into them because there's a lot of difference inside compared to, you know, you may have ceramic tile and more bathroom fixtures, or he may, or whatever. Those are the things that make the value different. So I've seen enough with the protests that I'm thinking that Deerhaven needs to be relooked at.
Okay.
The whole subdivision. So
then
we'll just
you've
wait
got
for
one other person from Deerhaven that we're making no change on the Sakura. So would we be saying we make no change this year, just leave, and then look at that whole subdivision next year?
I don't think that we'll look at it because we have another board meeting, like the 20th.
We'll do no action on Sakura's today. Then we will pull it and pull yours.
No action today.
You'll be able to.
Deerhaven, I would like to just wait and see what's really
but
going
you'll,
on.
Patty, you'll be able to have that all looked at and done with by the 20th. So, okay.
Daryl's coming on Friday, and so I feel there's enough protests out in that area that we need to relook at things and maybe just look at the quality. You know, it sounds to me like there's a lot of different quality of homes out there, too.
There's a few that are high end. I would say there's more that are middle of the road, and there might be a couple that are on the lower end.
And we're years
of the road. I would say we're middle of the road, yep.
See, and that's the hard call when you don't get in.
You've been in ours. I've let whoever in, so.
Okay. All right.
We haven't said no.
Okay. And like I said, that $400,000 sell out there.
That was just an example of the ones, majority of the ones that I had looked at. Kent's also, I think, had sold for $310,000, and they were valued at $283,000. So everyone seems to be. All I'm asking is for consistency.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for, equalization.
Yep. That's our job. Yeah.
We're not here to screw up my neighbors. Please don't mention my neighbors.
Will she need to come back on the 20th?
She don't need to,
call?
But she, you can call.
I have two other grandma and grandpa are here now to help, and they won't be here then.
Yeah.
So.
No, you can call.
And then
if you're unhappy, you have the opportunity to go to the clerk's office. And
there's a form that you can fill out to file with Turk.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Turk is the state.
Okay.
They're the ultimate say in
they're
anyway.
All, yeah.
Okay.
Thank
Are we
you.
Good? All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Good party. Name and address for the record, please.
David Party, 22983 South 36th Road, Beatrice.
Go ahead.
Okay. I bought two properties in, I think it was February. And, appealing taxes because I think the valuation on them is too high that they wouldn't bring that on today's market. So I think they was for sale for about a year and a half.
Are they foreclosures?
Yes.
Patty?
Yeah, basically they are foreclosures. Did we come up with a...
On here you have no change, Patty, so what's the value?
So we must have not changed those.
See, this is where I'm going to agree with you, and I'm in difference with the assessor in the state. Because if they set on the market X amount of time and no one will buy it, and then you buy it a year later, to me that's fair market value. We're in the minority of the vote, but state law dictates differently.
This property sold in 05, well, depending on which one you I'm talking about the one at 1717 North 19th.
Mm-hmm.
This property sold in 05 for $80,000. It sold in 09 for $80,341. Secretary of Housing must have got it back and sold it to you for $26,100. So there's, you know, there's where the problem is.
So what's it valued at now? What value do you have?
$78,000, I think.
78.
75, 725.
So at the risk of being flipping in this market somewhere between 80 and 26, I mean, it's a spaghetti against the wall and see if it sticks type deal. It's probably a great deal.
It was.
Probably worth more than 26, but in today's market, probably not worth near 80.
Exactly.
So I guess it's some of that's
And this is a very hard economy.
But we're not looking in. We're not looking in today's dollars. We're looking a year back. That's where it's hard sometimes to remember we're a year behind.
And also that sale took. Well, that sale took place.
Was it in 05 that you raised the valuation of a lot of properties?
We haven't raised it since 08. It's been 75,000 for 08, 09, 010,
what was it
and 11.
In 05 or 04? How far do you go back?
I'm on his next property, but it's had six owners in 6 years.
So when it was at 50, it sold for 80.
That obviously was the housing was good, and now it's down, so now you have to go the other direction.
A foreclosure, though, will not be considered a transaction, an arm's-length transaction. Banks can afford to take a loss on. They're not in the market for selling, but when you know, people might have lost jobs. They may have carried a mortgage with them, but at this particular, I mean, that's what's happening to a lot of people. They're getting out from underneath a loan, probably taking loan amount with them.
But if I put it for
like
sale
for
today, there's no way I would get what you've got for valuation.
Are you living in it or
no,
fixing it up? Or
fixing it up, yeah.
So you haven't rented it out yet?
It's rented out, yeah. I fixed it up and it's rented, so.
Can I ask you what you're renting it for?
Well, see, right there, if you're going to be reluctant to give that, you're kind of just firmed your...
600.
Okay. So to me, then, that means we should drop your valuation to $60,000. And that's black and white. That's what the money market's bearing for.
Okay. 10%?
Yeah. So...
That's without taxes.
And then I'm very comfortable.
Yeah, taxes and insurance, so, I mean, you're not going to be pulling in $6,000 a year.
But that's how the format is, though. So, and that's what Turk's going to tell you, just boom right there.
I see.
So,
okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of firm right there, then, isn't it, Patty, really?
Is it 600 times 12?
They just usually say it. If it's 600, it's 60,000.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a little better, I guess.
What about the
other property?
I don't
think we have any problem with that.
Okay.
We're putting on the rent at the time.
Yeah. We probably didn't change.
Yeah, I have.
But now I have a house that I evicted people, so there is no rent. It's costing me damages, and it's costing me $500 for attorney. So, on that hand,
that was
enough. That doesn't.
That was line item 9, Patty.
That was the one that was on for $75,000.
We don't have any of that on the
no
change
here.
Yeah.
We don't have the values on it.
I don't show any of that stuff on all.
It was on the no change page.
So number,
let me get the
number.
Parcel. It's 10136830.
That's number 9. So we will go to number 8 now then, if you want to do your next one.
Oh, the North 20th?
Yeah.
I had to put a two new basement walls in, or half the basement wall, I guess, the north side and the west side when I bought it. And I probably got about $10,000 in it. And it's rented, and I'm getting $700 a month for that. So,
Patty, what do you have on that?
We have $136.35. There again, in 09, it sold twice for $142,272. And you purchased it in 11 for $43,100.
I, for one, am comfortable going with the 70 and then leaving it on the pickup for next year, correct? That's how we
how
do that a lot
did
of times?
You say you were getting?
700.
The first one.
Yeah, you're going to try to fix it.
Yeah.
And leave it on the pickup list, and
okay.
That means they'll look at it again next year.
Okay, that's fine.
Just curiosity, so pardon me a little bit. It sold for 142 and then 43. Was there smoke, fire damage, water damage? Or is that just
the basement wall was damaged. But
what's happening now?
They just.
Wow.
That's out.
I think they had it at 80.
You want to see it? Yeah, they're just, it's unreal.
They're giving them away.
They was asking $80,000 for it for ever and a day, and I just offered them $40,000, and they came back and said 43, and.
935 North 20th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You didn't go through like a sheriff's auction or nothing? I mean, this
no,
is just
this
private.
Is through a real,
Realtor-like?
Realtor in town through a foreclosure company or whatever. So.
It's another foreclosure.
Right, correct.
If you drive by the house, you'd no more put a $70,000 value or a $40,000 value.
Right.
I'm going to agree with you. What is value anymore? It's what people will pay.
Right.
And that's... Okay, we need a motion on number 8 and number 9 to reflect the changes, and then we can go. Moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. Patty, you want to read in the parcel IDs and the changes that we're going to go to?
Here's a card over there.
Well, I can read this one in. This is the one that, at 935 North 20th, David Party, parcel 01401400. Current valuation was $130,635. He was requesting, I think, purchase price of, what, 43? And we are going to lower it to 70, is that 70. Correct? And then we will put it on a pickup list to just, you know, are you going to do a lot to it or basically will you?
Oh, might need some siding one of these days or what.
Some of that's maintenance, though.
Something that doesn't have to be done just right away, I guess. So.
Okay. But. Okay, and then the other one was David Party and parcel 01368300. Current valuation was $75,725. His request was for $26,000, and we will lower that one to $60,000.
Correct. Motion made and second. Any discussion? Vote to approve. Changes.
Huh.
6-0 to approve.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay, that is all that is signed in. Patty, you want to start through the change? And
we need to pull out some.
Hey,
in,
Patty, these ones I've got on the whole back page, it says no change on them. Did we go through all of these houses? I don't remember him. Or was I absent? Did we do those?
I don't remember him either.
I don't remember him here.
He
I
never
guess.
Showed up.
He never showed up. Okay.
So the first meeting, he did not show up. You looked
okay.
at You looked at the property, but you did. But he never showed up.
Okay. All right.
They weren't that low then. You got to be there the right day when they take the money. Because that one, Ernie Norris's old house, you know, I offered them 35 and they sold it for 34.
Well, look at what Claire Scheidler bought.
Yeah.
I mean, and I heard on the Genrich home in Weimar that somebody's got a standing check for 15 for that, and that was the best home in Weimar.
Which
Weimar.
House?
Benson's old home. Genrich. Isn't that where Gary lives? Or did live out there as you go past the cemetery? I mean, honestly, guys, I don't know what market is.
Well, so how will these foreclosures, when those go off sales and they accept them, don't they?
No.
What will that?
It's a foreclosure is not an arm's length transaction. A bank can afford to take the loss.
It means we reflect it this year and then pick it up next year.
The only thing is
they just want to get some bucks out of it. They figure anything they can get is more than they're getting paid.
And clean up the loan. Basically, they're cleaning up the loan.
And as big as they are able to take the loss.
Absorb it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it totally distorts the market. Totally.
But when they set a year and a half and they just keep tumbling, to me, what is fair?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know because we have three houses I know of in Weimar. The one sold for 20, which is Claire's. The one
Ranch
behind.
House, a block west of where Weimar Oil used to be on the north side. 1968 ranch house.
He was
with
in
contents.
For 20?
The one behind him sold for 35, which used to be
a ranch house.
That's his old house. But then you go up by Purcell's. That one sold for 79 or 80 to Alan Ware.
And Darren Allington paid 90-some for Mackey's. So it's all over the park.
Mackey's has a little, it's just on the front. But it's, how do we even do that?
But then a year from now, when you say you're picking these on the pickup list, are you assuming that then there'll be enough sales that you can adequately value this then to change it, or are you going to just leave it, or you don't know? I mean, all those things.
I think we just have to look at the situation.
At that time.
See if we have sales, then we can make adjustments. If we don't have sales, then we really don't have anywhere to go.
Appraisers are having a real hard time even finding comparable sales to get them appraised.
We would lose that going to Turk if he's only getting that for rent, though, correct?
Well, and the problem you could run into in the future, I want to work just a second,
that.
Patty. The problem you're running into the future on this is those that we've lowered, and when people start looking next year, the people who are living in their houses haven't had a sale, but it's a property similar to this, one that's a $140-some-thousand-dollar house, and they come in and say, how come you're treating me this way? You're valuing my property at $140,000. You just valued that one at $70,000. And how do you argue with them?
Well, you argue
that's comparable sale.
with that he put in the walls, the basement walls? I don't know, Denny. I really don't.
Basement walls don't cost you $75,000.
No, I know. It's tough.
$75,000. Yeah.
But that's, be prepared. That's what you're going to run into. I promise you that's what's going to happen. Because if I was sitting in that neighborhood and I had a house there and I didn't want to pay any taxes on that dude either, and by gosh, old party came in here and he got his lowered because that's all he paid, so that's all it's worth. So mine ain't worth any more than that. Right, Juergens?
No. No, I think though most of these properties that we did lower have been distressed properties. I mean low income properties. And if the owner comes back in and does fix them up, you know, naturally that valuation should come back up again. You know, but most of them that we have lowered on here, I would right. say, have been distressed properties.
Right.
Properties that have been set in 2-3 years, some of them, if I remember right. A year, you know. It's all been the... And these particular ones, like I wouldn't call those lower income, but they've been the lower side of the housing market that we've been seeing mostly of. We've had a lower, you know.
I looked at that one. It was really rough, the split level one. And I looked at that one. And he's putting work in them to get them up and going again.
The sad mm-hmm. part about that is you start lowering everything, and I mean rightfully so, you're still going to have an issue with schools needing a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but... You know, we don't want our properties to go down if we can help it. We want our economy to start flourishing again. And until that happens, I swear I haven't lived through this type of economy that I remember with these values all over the place.
How many of these foreclosed homes are we dealing with?
Tons. I would bet that's what the majority of what Annette has crossing her desk is.
Excuse me?
That's what Annette, because she does the transfers.
Oh.
Because I know Donna brought some up today, and she goes, I think I have 3 cells in there.
So is there any mechanism in place in these situations to tag them and say, okay, we're going to lower you this year, but next year it's going to go back up unless you can show us you tried to sell it and you didn't have enough offers? You know, it'd be nice if there was a mechanism that when you lower them, we say, okay, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, depressed market, you got a good deal, but you better fix it up and try to sell it over the next 12 months, and you better bring in 3 proposals that you turned down that were less than 140. It'd be nice to use a mechanism like that to say, look, the best offer I got was $60,000.
In most cases, most people are fixing them up, and they're using them as rentals, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Most of these are going back for rental property. They're not fixing them up to sell them, so far that I've seen.
But how can we make them on the pickup list next year come in with an appraisal?
You can't make them have an appraisal, but... We can do our own if they let us in. I mean, the big thing is what they're renting for.
What we're renting out, you know.
And see, like,
what's the same 5 years ago? He couldn't sell that again for $140,000. He probably can't.
But, I mean,
that's what he's banking on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Then,
but
all
of us,
yeah.
We pay him
and he will tell you what he pays gets for rent.
At some point in time, the economy will turn around. I mean,
we hope.
Well, no. You know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it always does. And then...
The thing that I don't like is when we had to lower something by a percentage, because basically that's an acceptable method. But when you roll something across the board down by a percentage, that creates kind of a nightmare. You know, we'd rather go into a town and try to lower by the kind of home... But sometimes we just, you know, we have to get them in range. So it's acceptable to Turk. If Turk saw that Wymore was overvalued, or Barnston or whatever, say our ratio came in at 110%, they would just do an across-the-board adjustment by a percentage to lower them.
But the positive to this on these depressed homes or whatever we want to call the foreclosures, we're not giving them what they paid for. We're trying to meet in the middle fairly and then realize the next year we got to pick it up.
Well,
Depends on the property.
But he knew the second I asked that was
sure he did
going to be an issue.
Yeah,
sure he did. He was going to avoid you if he could.
Yeah, okay. If he didn't answer, we were going to leave it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we continue with no change list then, or the change list? This is the change.
Okay, you just want me to read by parcel number and then the value?
Terry, did you want to pull one of the changes?
Do I do that now?
Yeah, do it now.
Okay, on this Lauren Kelly's number 27 through 31, I spoke to Kathy and Dennis this morning. They brought me some more information. That was the railroader that didn't show up that day, called. He was an engineer on the railroad. Well, she brought me her whole list, and I'll leave that with you people of the properties that she had. I just think it's something, before we finalize that, let's go through this at our next committee meeting and see if we what done with the information we have here now and what we did, and make sure we did that correctly. So I'd like to hold them until our next full board
27
meeting.
27 through 31.
Yes, 27 okay. through 31.
And we'll look at them at our next committee
yeah.
meeting.
Yep,
that's fair.
Make a recommendation.
Any other pulls? Okay, Patty, you're up.
Well, before we start, I've still got heartburn with this one, too, I guess. This Studley's down here. The comparables they did with this one, they're sitting over there in, what estates is it? Right off the country club, up to that area up in there.
And neighbors to Diane Moon.
Yeah, Moon's and those comparables.
Oh, wow.
And I guess I still, those other two end tie-in houses, but we can't value them at that because there's no comparables. I guess, to my mind, I cannot understand that yet, but this guy is right up to them, and it's not near the house as the other two. And that's my only complaint that I have out of all these we did, that the other two are sitting up there at a lot less cost per square foot. And this one's up there a lot higher. That's my only thing that I don't feel comfortable about doing here. I don't know why those other ones, if it's necessary, those should be raised. Or his brought down some more. That's my only complaint on every of them except for those two, or that one item right there. And, okay. I mean, it just doesn't look right to me. It doesn't look fair, and that's what we're supposed to be here. But, I mean, I know the argument is there's no comparables, and I guess I do understand it, but I don't. So
it's hard to cope with,
right.
But it's an accepted way
right.
of, unfortunately,
right.
for years and years and years, as long as I've worked in real estate, is if you don't have a home, if you've got one home in a community that's valued at $1 million and nothing else is, you have nothing, and nobody can afford to pay $1 million, nobody will pay $1 million for it, 'cause they know nobody else will. So it's like the foreclosed home. No, they know that bank's holding that, and they're going to wait until they can get in there and make an offer the bank wants out real bad. And it's like if you're sitting on Paul Garnett's home, and we've seen it before, where it went to Turk, and they supported that. They said, you don't have any other homes that are comparable. You can't value it as what it actually is built for. Or what
Boardman
the
and Wymore.
It has to say, yeah, it has. You have to look at it and say, what would this home bring in the marketplace? And that's
how do you get that comparable house then, though? I mean, even though there's some out there, you know, but you
know.
This one's at $400,000. Well, we got to have this one at $400,000. How do you get that top end house up here then? That's my question.
You wait until somebody like Paul Garnett or these other people sell their home, because they're not going to sell it for $400,000, and then you have a comparable sale.
Well, how come we talk about it, say in Deerhaven, going up and looking at that, and if we look at comparable square footage. Why can't we do that in this neighborhood as well? Because I know that's been an issue. As that's expanded over there, you got...
Basically, Moon's and that other one, they'll be so cheap on price per square foot because we can only go up so much on them. They're $700,000 homes easily or more.
I've never been in them.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely agree.
Absolutely.
We all agree.
We don't disagree with you at all.
Yeah. We did lower Studley's a little. If you want me to, we can do a little bit. Fugit's right next door in lot 10. He paid $385,000 for his. We have him on at $321,000. Right off the bat, this Brett Studley paid $65,000 for the land, and we only have it valued at $50,000. So we're $15,000 off on the land to begin with. But the $50,000 is on the other people's homes, too. So the only thing that I can do is, you know, we can have Daryl take a look and see. Has Daryl looked at this one at all?
Keith Krecklow represented Dr. Studley, and he understood what we were doing.
Partially.
I mean, I don't know that I would have a problem with equalizing Studlow a little bit more, too.
All right, well, I would. Can we revisit that one then? And
let's revisit
that. And I'll keep
one.
My mouth shut the rest of the day.
Okay, we're going to pull number 49 also.
All right. Brett, something different. I told Brett, I said, you're smart enough. You should have come to yourself. He told me all the information he had. I said, come represent yourself. I said, basically, the process is 4 or 5 logical people sitting across the table from you trying to come up with a consensus. It doesn't have to be this theatrical display of I know
more
than
you. Mr. Craiglow's been in my office nonstop.
I think Brett got some bad advice to go out and get a third party, and I said, oh, gosh, why don't you? But, you know, that's...
Brett's never talked to me about this at all.
I think he's got a legitimate, very much echoed what... You know, it's about equalization, and that's a difficult thing. So I don't know. I'm done.
We'll kind of compare the two, like, you know, fixtures and stuff like that. I mean, right. When Keith did show me this one the first time, it appeared to me that it was a little high compared to some of the others. So
yeah, I agree.
And
me too.
I'm not scared to argue
right.
with Daryl either, because.
All right.
Well, I think sometimes somebody has to say something to Daryl too, because he's not a god either. I want to say.
Well, no, and right. you know, sometimes I'll disagree and.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. The right. Disagreements aren't always, protests okay. aren't bad.
We all agree
to bring
on that.
Out
then.
Everything. With mass appraisal, you're not always going to get everything right.
You know, I wish we could come up and we could say property assessment, reevaluation by committee. Protest just has that automatic.
Yeah.
You're protesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Patty, go ahead.
Okay, so these are the changed ones I'm going to read.
Yep, change ones first.
Parcel 01001000, Roger Aiden, current value $22,675, requested value $16,000, recommended change $16,500. The next one is 00933000, Roger Aiden, current value $40,690, requested value $32,500, recommended change $35,000. Number three is 01380600, Roger Aiden. Current value $48,205, requested value $35,000, recommended change $42,000. Next one, 01485800, Roger Aiden. Current value $40,000, requested value $30,000, and recommended change $35,000. Next one, 01234300, Roger Aiden, $33,400. Is the current value $9,000 was his requested change, and we're selling on $15,000. The next one, 01504100, Roger Aiden. Current value $37,560, requested value $15,000, recommended change $26,000. 00490700, Marilyn J. Antons. Current value $134,730, requested value $134,375. We went ahead and went with their $140,000.
Well, we'll give you a briefing on that one. Is just an old building that was tore down.
Okay, so $134,375.
On some rural farmland. That's what that was about.
We could have done that in the office. Okay. 00493400, Marilyn J. Antons, $112,195, 106,815. Change 106,815. Dennis and Patty Barons, 00405500, 349,460, $270,915, recommended change 293,015. 0097,860,000, Aaron Berger, 104,205, current value 79,175, requested value. Recommended change, $91,185. 00648000, Mark Burrows, $84,300. Requested value, $34,000. Recommended change, $34,000. 0117,6700, Mark L. Best, $37,285. Requested value, $18,035. Recommended change, $18,035. 00252400, Joseph R. Cooper, current value $184,110, requested value $163,000, change $168,000. 0104480000, Diana L. Dake, $30,000 value, $6,875 requested value, $19,875 recommended change. 00165100 Glenn and Bonnie Dappin, $201,785, $182,000 was the requested value, recommended change $200,440. 00004700 Double T Livestock by Roxanne Timms, $512,875, requested value $396,615, recommended change $434,210. 00206800 Gladys and Doris Epke, $170,670, requested value $154,385, recommended change $163,805. 00655-0502, Bruce H. and Michelle R. Eman, $214,290, requested value $185,000, recommended change $187,500. 00100327, Mark and Allison, maybe, Els, $54,500, requested value $27,500, recommended change $39,000. 00183800 Kenneth A. Franson, $100,915, requested value $99,620, recommended change $99,620. Janice Hess, 00138600, $232,965, $210,000, and we lowered it to $220,455. 01521400 James E. Hill, $113,255, requested value $95,500, recommended change $95,500. Next one, 01415000 Edward Ideas, current value $64,215, requested value $25,000, recommended change $25,000. 00521500 Mark Jobman, $156,135, $110,000, and the change is $113,065. Mr. Jordan, did he call? He was going to call us, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he called our office.
I don't think
so. Okay. Oh, 01362000 Alan Jordan, $65,855. He got it, I think his purchase price was $33,000, and we lowered it to $40,000. Then the next one we're holding back, right?
Yeah, well, that's a pull.
And then the next 27 through 31 we're holding back?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Gary Keys, Creative Surfaces, LLC, parcel 13511000, $380,215. $309,425 is what he requested, and $309,425 is the change. 00662200 Russell J. Klein, $49,390. He's requesting $14,000. We lowered it to $14,000. 00466750 L.J. Lewis, $113,465. His request was $75,000. We went $76,105. 01503700 David S. Linsenmeyer, $62,510. $59,000 was his request. We lowered it to $59,000. 00946800 Angela D. Miller, and this was also Francis Piper's or whatever property. $30,165. $29,900 was the request. We agreed to $29,900. 00979300 Tina K. Miller, 69180. Request was 62,000. We changed it to 62,000. 00886900 Kenneth R. Moss, 18,725. He wanted 10,500 and we recommended 15,000. 01362600 Russell Ofer by Keith Cricklow, $59,925. $39,000 is the requested. We went to $45,000. 00251500 High and Betty Lou Party by Keith Cricklow,
$283,675. Recommended $242,607. We went to $243,785. 011449000 Tanner Party, $52,400. $9,000 is what he was requesting. We went to $19,000. 01370200 Lewis Paul and Delma, Lewis and Delma Paul by Keith Craiglow, $115,570, $84,075, and we agreed to $105,000. 01354900 Galen A. Regeer, $28,460, $14,220, and we agreed to $16,000. 00835300 Claire Scheidler, $41,570. He requested $20,000 and we lowered it to $35,000. 00596500 Harold Scheidler, $234,775. $210,585 was the request. We recommended $228,230. 01494200 Darren J. Schmidt, $77,565. He was asking for $74,000. We lowered it to $74,000. 00648900 James A. and Lisa Scott, $54,285. They requested $34,500, and we agreed to the request of $34,500. 00491800 Ronald Spitznagel, $294,900, requested amount $265,640. We lowered it to $257,140. Studleys we will take and hold out to the next time. Then we go to Larry Tagmeyer's, which is 01396400. $11,865. $1,500 is what he requested. We lowered it to $4,900. That is the meth house. So. There's a lot of contamination problems and stuff. The next one is 00715900. Thomas and Cynthia Togstead, $84,220. $37,000 is the request, and we lowered it to $40,000. Rick Vaughn, 00942300. $57,245. $33,000 is what he asked for, and we lowered it to $33,000. 01458700 Rick Vance, $43,010, $1,000. 01424200 Rick Vance, $61,415. He requested $33,000 and we lowered it to $33,000. 00355810000 Watulski's. That wasn't in Deer Haven, was it?
No,
that was Westcott.
394,360, 304,786. We lowered it to 344,590.
Okay, need a motion to approve the changes. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
No, Juergens.
Juergens. Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve changes. Okay, the non-change.
01396600 is Roger Aiden. 00351000 was Betty Bowie. 01537500 was Betty Bowie. 01537700 was Betty Bowie. 00111500 Tom Brandt, East 41, LLC. 6 we're holding out. The next one, 004593100, Ryan and Leslie Miller. I don't know, 8 and 9, David Party. Those are the two that we changed already. So we read, did we read those into the record?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one, John T. and Norma J. Robinson, 00353900, Sikora is another one we're holding.
That's a pull?
So both those you're holding because they're in Deer Haven, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the last one is 01311100 Travis Spoker.
Okay, need a motion to approve the no change.
I move.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Anything else, Patty? Gage County Board of Equalization is adjourned. 1:49.
You'd like to appoint